Mark Morano, COVID-19 Lockdown Set Precedent for Climate Change Lockdown. By Robert Krajicek on January 20, 2021. Mark Morano, founder of Climate Depot and author of the forthcoming Green Fraud, Why the Green New Deal is Even Worse Than You Think, warned climate change would be used as a pretext for lockdowns as is being done with coronavirus. They want to use the COVID lockdown as the model for climate lockdowns, said Morano of Democrats and the broader left, offering his remarks on Tuesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlow. Morano noted how the coronavirus outbreak displaced climate change as the left's ticket to a Soviet-style regulatory state. Morano recalled how assorted left-wing doomsday narratives from previous decades, including global cooling and overpopulation, were framed as justifications for implementation of totalitarian central planning and control. It was all based on the same concept, that everything's limited. We're all going to die and we need to essentially turn our lives over to central planning, Morano stated. Listen. The ideology of the progressives, of the bureaucratic state that regulates every aspect of your life, is drawn to environmentalism, Morano stated. Global warming is merely the latest environmental scare with the exact same solution they've been proposing since the 1960s, which is sovereignty-limiting treaties, or actually just losing all national sovereignty, wealth redistribution and central planning like you've never seen before. Coronavirus lockdown decrees will morph in future shutdowns predicated on climate change, Morano predicted, saying Democrats have been planning this like master chess players for decades, and they're using COVID to now morph into climate change. They're not giving up these lockdowns. They're not giving up these restrictions. Democrats and the left are already claiming the existence of a climate emergency, noted Morano. COVID-19 lockdowns are the ultimate planned recession, where government tells you about regulating your backyard barbecues, weddings, funerals, when you can go out of your house, and in more extreme cases in places like Australia, New Zealand, New York, and parts of Canada, California, where you can only leave your house during limited times, and you're under curfew. Morano added, Bill Gates has said the COVID pandemic is nothing compared to how many deaths, the death toll, that's going to come from climate change. Guess what academics already want to do? They want a provision to add climate change to your death certificate. And this is a very real possibility. Morano reflected on public acquiescence to abusive decrees and mandates issued by governments under the guise of public health. The Berlin Wall didn't fall because the East German parliament said, let's pass a bill. We'll finally tear this down. The people deserve freedom. It fell because people no longer gave it consent. So here's a message for your audience, if they actually want this all to end, the only thing they can do is stop giving their consent. Morano added. We have to get to the point where we cannot allow these policies to continue. We cannot allow this compliance to continue. We have to stop being compliant, or else this never ends. This is our new normal, the Great Reset. This is how we're going to build back better. By crushing human freedom and liberty, and Sovietizing our regulatory state. Morano warned President-elect Joe Biden's climate change proposals, built on calls to reduce and eliminate fossil fuel consumption in accordance with the Green New Deal, increase the risk of war between the U.S., China, and Russia. We're going to be back to relying on energy from the Middle East, from Venezuela, and rare earth mineral mining from China and Russia, Morano stated. This is how you kept set the stage for endless future wars. Morano assessed, America achieved energy independence and dominance, and we're about to toss it all away under Joe Biden. He concluded, Biden will basically exchange our energy dominance and independence for mineral and mining dependence on China and Russia, and this is how you end up with more wars. Breitbart News daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.